Beneath her, Luke gave one final tug on the cables, bringing Mara's eyes level with the lower edge of the turbolift door. "How's that?" he called. "Good," Mara called back, running her fingers along the corroded metal at the side of the door. In actual fact, another pull or two might have been a little better for what she needed. Ah, there it was. "Got it," she announced. Wrapping her fingers around the manual release, she gave it a careful tug. There was a click as it came loose. Stretching out to the force, she pried the door open. But instead of opening to the cheery or at least adequate light of a standard turbolift lobby, it opened into almost total darkness. "How come it's so dark?" Luke asked. "Probably because there aren't any lights," Mara told him, looking around as she got a grip on the edge of the opening and pulled herself up and through. Strangely, even most of the perm lights that should have been in the area seemed to be out. "We may have been wrong about this being the main living area. Wait a second," she added, peering down the corridor. "I can see some lights way aft. Maybe everybody's back there." "Or maybe they're not." A voice came from the darkness to her right. "Just stay where you are." Mara turned toward the sound and flinched back as the beam of a glow rod blazed to life in her face. She reacted instantly, dropping and throwing herself to her left in a flat half-roll that brought her back up into a squatting position with her lightsaber ready in her hand. The man with the glow rod tried to track the beam to her motion, but the half-roll fooled him and the beam overshot her. For a fraction of a second, she was able to see past the light to the shadowy figure behind it and to the weapon he was holding in his other hand. First things first. Reaching out with the force, she got a grip on the weapon and twisted its muzzle away from her. To her surprise, instead of fighting against the push as most people instinctively did, the figure continued rolling his hand in the same direction, rotating at wrist and elbow and twisting out of her force grip as he would have from a normal combat wrist lock. He swung the arm back around in a tight circle and was bringing it back to bear when the glow rod beam came back to her face. "I said stay put," he snapped. "Nice move," Mara complimented him. This time, she recognized the voice. "Guardian Presser, I presume." "Put down the lightsaber," Presser ordered. "Then move away." "Ah!" He broke off with a gasp of pain, his glow rod twisting wildly in his grip and coming to rest pointed at the ceiling. Mara blinked away the last remnants of the sparkles in her eyes in time to see his blaster wrench itself out of his hand and go flying toward the turbo lift. "Sorry," Luke apologized, pulling himself the rest of the way out of the shaft and catching the weapon in his outstretched hand. "But I don't think we've got time for a debate. Something's gone wrong up here."
"Obviously," Presser growled. "What did you do to the power?"
"It wasn't us," Mara said. "All we did was ungimmick the car you left us in." She broke off as a beep came from her belt. "The jamming seems to be stopped too," she added, pulling out her comlink and touching the switch.
"Mara, Commander Fell."
Jinsler's voice came urgently.
"Emergency."
"We're here," Mara said. "Report."
"We're in the counselor meeting chamber. Bersh has us trapped by those wolf kills of theirs."
"Wait a minute," Luke said into his own comlink. "The wolf kills? What wolf kills?"
"The ones they've been wearing everywhere. They weren't dead, just in some kind of suspended animation. Very slick. Very advanced. And they're not Jeroons, either. They're Vagari."
Mara looked at Presser. "Which way?"
"There,"
Presser said, pointing back toward the lighted area Mara had spotted earlier.
"Watch out for Bersh and the others,"
Jinsler warned as they followed Presser down the corridor. "Any idea where they were heading?" Luke asked.
"They just said they'd be wandering around. It seems they also brought a supply of line creepers."
"Terrific," Luke muttered.
"Fell, you there?"
"Right here, Luke."
Fell's voice came promptly.
"We caught the gist. What do you want us to do?"
"We're on D5, Luke said. Where are you?"
"D6, about midway back along the starboard corridor. You want us to head back to the turbo lifts and join you up there?"
"The forward group isn't working," Luke told him. "Guardian, are the aft turbo lifts operational?" They should be, Presser said. You copy that, Fell? Luke called.
Copy. General Drath's calling the Chaff Envoy for the rest of his warriors. If we hurry, maybe we can catch Baersh and his friends in a pincer.
Except that Presser's locked down all the turbo lifts from D4, Mara interjected. That was what you said, wasn't it? It was, Presser confirmed. Maybe I'd better confirm that was actually done. Trilly? Someone answered in a voice too quiet for Mara to hear. Presser lowered his own voice, half turning away and speaking rapidly as he brought the person on the other end up to date. Luke caught Mara's eye. What do you think? We don't have time to be creative, Mara said. The Chiss in particular are going to have to gear up from stage zero. Who knows how long that'll take? Let's find out, Luke said, lifting the comlink to his lips again. Fell, did you hear the question?
Yes, but it appears to be a moot point,
Fell said grimly.
Drass can't make contact with the ship.
Better get your team up here on the double, Luke said. There's a good chance they may already have taken out the Chaff Envoy.
Understood. We're on our way.
Luke clicked off the comlink. Guardian? Looks like you can scratch most of our help, too, Presser said darkly, as he jammed his comlink back onto his belt. 6 of my peacekeepers are missing. 6 out of how many? Mara asked. Presser snorted gently. 11, including me. He waved his blaster. But they were here the whole time, either in the turbo lift or with my people. When could any of them have slipped away, either back to your ship or to hit my men? The key is that they weren't all here, Luke told him. We had to leave one of them behind. Because of injuries sustained in a mysterious sneak attack, Mara added sourly. What do you think, Luke? They shot Estausch themselves? It's starting to look that way, Luke agreed.